Now, as we've just been talking about the Royal Irish Constabulary, we're going to hear a story that further illustrates the role of that police force in Irish history. It takes place in Donegal in February of 1889 and involves a violent altercation that occurred when a party of RIC officers was sent to arrest the local parish priest, Father James McFadden. McFadden was a famous figure in the land campaign, a strong-minded man who was well known for opposing evictions. Our reporter Mark McMenamin has the story.
We're at St Anne's Church in Ballyshannon, at the top of the town, or the head of the town, as we say around here. We're standing in the graveyard, and we're very close to a monument. The monument is pink granite. It's quite impressive. It's to one William Limerick Martin, a district inspector.
Brian Drummond is a local historian and author. He, like myself, has long been curious about the case of slain RIC officer William Limerick Martin.
It's been erected by his sorrowful wife, or sorrowful widow on the monument, it says. And the monument tells he was cruelly murdered in Derry Begwithore whilst nobly carrying out his duty.
I asked Brian what brought Inspector Martin to Derry Beg that day and why he was arresting Father McFadden.
He was part of a group of RIC men gathered essentially from around the country to go to Gwydore to arrest a priest, the famous Father McFadden, the fighting priest of Donegal, also known as Sagart Mór, the great priest. He'd been involved in land agitation down in the west of the county for a number of years. There's an incident, and in the incident, Martin is essentially wounded or hurt and dies later that day.
The events of that day are contested, depending, of course, on which sources are consulted.
So, basically, in 1889, William Limerick Martin went with a group of RIC constables to arrest the fighting priest of Gwydore, James McFadden.
Journalist Dean Ruxton is curator of the Lost Leeds feature in the Irish Times. Dean has researched how the case was reported by the papers of the day.
He was charged at the time with conspiracy under the Crimes Act 1887, which was a piece of legislation designed to give more power to the authorities when it came to dealing with land agitation and stuff like that, any agrarian crime.
After Sunday Mass on February 3rd, 1889, the party of RIC constables lined up outside the chapel.
The parishioners kind of hung around to see what was going on, and when he came out, then they went from, they grabbed him. Pretty quickly then they acted, the parishioners acted, so there was a boundary wall being built at the time, or had just been built, and there was granite, and all the newspaper, the contemporary reports at the time mentioned granite strewn about the yard, and they picked them up and threw them at the police. This is the stones. They pulled up sticks, paling stakes, and they defended their parish priest.
In the ensuing melee, Father McFadden escaped from Martin's grasp.
Essentially he wriggled free. He ran across the churchyard to try to get to his parochial house. There was a short flight of stairs leading up to the parochial house. And William Martin grabbed him just before he made the stairs. And this is when he was wounded in what would be a fatal wound. The exact circumstance of what happened, there's a bit of debate. One report said he was hit with a stone, fell forward and broke his nose, never regained consciousness. There was another one said he was hit with a stick. So basically, blunt force, a blunt instrument.
Inspector Martin's injuries were severe and fatal. The official record simply states that he had a head injury and died.
At one point it was said that his face was unrecognisable. He was quite badly injured. Then he lingered for a while. He died later on that day at about 2:45 p.m, one report said. But as soon as that happened, McFadden surrendered. The crowd dispersed.
In the end, Father McFadden was arrested and put on trial. At a hearing on February 11th, the initial charge of conspiracy was dropped and replaced with a murder charge.
His counsel was outraged at that because he figured the conspiracy charge was trumped up, then replacing with this invented murder charge was the word he used. Eventually he made a deal after about 2 weeks. The deal made, he pleaded guilty to obstructing the police. Seven other people received manslaughter sentences, and the worst was a guy called William Call. He got 10 years penal servitude.
Father James McFadden was moved to the parish of Glenties in the south of County Donegal. In the following years, a memorial was erected to Inspector Martin in St Anne's Church in Ballyshannon. In many ways, this case highlights the current political dilemma of how best to commemorate the Royal Irish Constabulary.
It's like all things in Irish history. There's no clear perspective on it. And I suppose if you're going to honour it, you have to recognise what their function was in the country. You have to discuss that piece of it. Martin did actually give his life on duty. The circumstances of it, for instance, in one of the reports, it talks about Martin drawing his sword and starting off the configuration, whatever it is. But that's, he said, they said, whatever. There are lots of guys who gave their life in the line of duty. You have to recognise that. We're always judging history from now, but you have to go back to then. Where were they? What had they got to do? And bear in mind, probably for 90% of the time, their duties were just communal guard and police duties. But then when times came to be, they were there on behalf of the state.
Historian Brian Drummond there, ending that report from Mark McMenamin on the death of RIC Inspector William Limerick Martin.